Britain has again demanded that Iran release the 15 British Marines and sailors who were taken into custody on Friday. The Brits were detained after they searched a civilian vessel in the Shatt al-Arab waterway, that's between Iraq and Iran. London says they were in Iraqi waters. Tehran says they entered Iranian territory and did so illegally. NPR's Rob Gifford is following the story from London. Rob, welcome back to the show. This incident has turned into quite a confrontation between Britain and Iran. What's the latest news from there?
Tony Blair has spoken this morning on GMTV, one of the morning breakfast television shows, and he's used a rather interesting phrase to describe where this could go next. Let's just listen to what he said.
What we're trying to do at the moment is to pursue this through the diplomatic channels and make the Iranian government understand these people have to be released and that there is absolutely no justification whatever for holding them. And I hope we manage to get them to realise they have to release them. If not, then this will move into a different phase. But at the moment, what we're trying to do is to make sure that that diplomatic initiative works.
Well, as you heard there, he used this phrase, a different phase. And the speculation here in London has been, what does he actually mean by that? The Prime Minister's official spokesman tried to clarify that he did not mean any kind of extreme diplomatic action, such as expelling Iranian diplomats from London or any kind of military action. But clearly, it is becoming more of a political issue here in Britain. And if it's not resolved soon, Tony Blair is suggesting that there could be further pressure brought to bear on Tehran.
What has happened to the sailors and Marines? What do we know about their fate? Where are they held exactly?
Well, that's part of the problem, is that we don't know many details at all, except the fact that they were taken from southern Iran to Tehran, the capital itself. The Iranian authorities have tried to reassure the British that they are being treated well. They have said they're being treated humanely. But this has not really been sufficient for the British, as you might imagine. And so now what we're seeing here in Britain is the press starting to get onto this. The Times today had an editorial criticizing what it calls the pusillanimous timidity of British officials.
And what is Iran saying it plans to do?
Well, that's the other thing that is not completely clear. Over the weekend, we heard two senior Iranian officials calling this an outright act of aggression. Yesterday, the deputy foreign minister in Tehran actually took a much softer line. He said that they were trying to ascertain whether the entry into Iranian waters was intentional or unintentional. And after that is clarified, he said the necessary decision will be made. Now, that has suggested to many people here that they are looking for a diplomatic way out of this. But of course, you have a situation in Iraq at the moment where five Iranians have been detained by the US military on suspicion of helping Shiite militia inside Iraq. And now the suggestion has arisen that even if this wasn't their intention in the first place, that the British sailors could be used as bargaining chips for the release of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard detained by the US in Iraq.
Reporting from London, NPR's Rob Gifford. Rob, thank you again.
Thanks very much, Alex.